Welcome to Webcam Confidence for Women. Fun, fiery, and fierce, confidence coach Susan Axelrod and co-host online business producer Pam Sullivan offer real-time strategies and skill building for women wanting to use webcam in business. In this podcast, you'll learn how to rise, R-I-S-E, releasing inhibitions and securing enthusiasm are key to getting confident on video. Are you ready to rise? The show starts now.
Welcome to Webcam Confidence for Women, where we help women rise in business. RISE is an acronym that we created that stands for Releasing Inhibitions and Securing Enthusiasm. We find in our work with women working with this podcast, working in the virtual presenter studio, that there's a little bit of a dimmed enthusiasm because of some inhibitions that we allow to overcome us. Working together in partnership with clients, friends, business owners in our daily work and in our groups, we help women lift off some of those inhibitions. And the resulting enthusiasm is a joy to watch. As you know, if you've been joining us for our podcasts, we have created a masterclass inviting women business owners to come into the hot seat. We have a great episode for you today with a beautiful guest. Pam, hi. I want to say hello to my podcast partner. How are you today?
Good. Excited as always. Thank you.
Absolutely. I am going to let you introduce our guest.
Okay, well, we're very excited to have Dr. Brooke Sheehan with us. Dr. Brooke is a chiropractor extraordinaire at Cardiff Health and Wellness and a co-creator of Dynamic System Analysis. This unique approach to healthcare involves locating areas of stress and weakness in the body and formulating a treatment plan based upon your body's unique needs and the priority in which it seeks care. Whether structural, neurological, chemical, mental, emotional, electromagnetic, nutritional, or environmental. Welcome, Dr. Brooke.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Well, we are excited to have you, Dr. Brooke. First of all, welcome to a fellow podcaster from the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group. That's how we got to know you. Dr. Brooke, the way you are helping women understand how important it is to listen to the whispers of the body so they don't become shouts really was such a powerful idea for me. I'm very tuned in to the physical body along with the spiritual, you know, side of things. But I love the way that you are helping people understand that. I wanted to just ask you quickly to share with us, what are the shouts that you're talking about that our body might be screaming about?
Thank you, Susan. I'll give you a few examples. There's so many different ways the body whispers, and then there's a lot of ways that it shouts or screams. You know, something that I like to say is like, it's yelling, right? It's telling us this presents in the form of like chronic inflammation, different kind of diseases. You know, maybe at one point you were able to just bend over and pick up your child, or you were gardening, and then all of a sudden you stand up and you can no longer move. That is a scream. That's the body telling you, hey, I was whispering to you all along that there were things that were going on, you know, maybe a backache that you just kind of put ice on and didn't really think about again. And later on, you're in the garden and now you got a full-blown herniated disc, or, you know, other things that happen. Cancer is a form of the body screaming. And yeah.
Okay, I got it. That happened to me. So I really get it. One day I lifted a bag of groceries and I was on my back in excruciating back pain for 10 days. That happened many years ago now, but of course I'll never forget. So now I really get it. This podcast is a masterclass in webcam confidence. So I'm going to invite and encourage everyone to listen to Dr. Brooke's podcast to learn more about this important topic. But we're going to get right now into webcam confidence, Dr. Brooke. What we do is share a little bit. We've asked you to share some video with us, and that's where we get started. So we're going to share a bit of video, and then we'll come back on the other side. As we mentioned to you in a few minutes before we started, you're already great at this. And so people are coming into our hot seat at different levels. And we already told you, you're above the middle. So we're rising from there. So we're really excited about this. So Pam, let's get to the video and we'll come back together on the other side.
Got it.
Are you consuming a high fat, low carb diet and experiencing symptoms of bloating, nausea after eating, maybe some hormonal imbalances or fatigue? Maybe you're struggling losing weight, or maybe you've lost weight on the keto diet and are now plateauing. I'm going to talk to you today about why that is happening and what you can do to avoid it.
Okay, I always love these little video clips because it's our opportunity to showcase what you're doing as well. So to leave people with the teaser, I'm going to talk to you today about what you can do to avoid that is fantastic. So we often start, Dr. Brooke, first of all, I want to reiterate what I said about really you're so, in our experience, above the middle. So you're already, you know, blessed with the beautiful presentation. You're looking into the camera. I do want to talk about the framing of the picture a little bit with where you've chosen to have the camera. But it's really just fantastic. And also the content material is so important. So let me just get started and then we'll throw it over to Pam. So I liked the clean frame. We call this the frame. You're in a beautiful frame right now. Mine is this, et cetera. I liked the frame, but I did not like that you were squarely stationed in front of the microwave. This is, nobody else would notice this, but this is what we're doing. So let's be clear, Dr. Brooke, why this is important. Video is getting more prolific. Those of us who are already on it are a little bit ahead of the curve, but for you to grow your business, we need there to be no distractions. And this is one of the things that I have grown to. If somebody's out in nature, I don't want to see a tree branch poking right up. Oh, believe me, I've been there, I've done that. And likewise, you'll notice what I'm talking about is perfectly square and that was fine, but that would be an example. I also, Pam, Pam's the producer, I'm checking in with her on this. Pam, the frame seemed up high, even though the camera angle was good, the entire frame seemed up high a little bit. Do you know what I'm talking about, Pam?
Yeah, I think you were standing probably, right? Did you have maybe a tripod or something?
I had the tripod with the ring light behind. Yeah. And because I was talking about food or fat, you know, keto diet, I thought, you know, let me do this in the kitchen because I've done other videos in other parts of the house. But I get what you're saying, Susan. Now, when I'm thinking, I'm looking at the microwave on the other side of the computer because I'm now the other side. I could see how that could be problematic.
Yeah.
I think that is just like you said, sometimes you don't realize things until you watch it back. And that's one of the things that we do here. And when we have people in the studio is give them that time to watch them and we record them too and send them clips, but you really sometimes don't notice things until you watch that back. It's not easy to do sometimes, but
right.
Yeah. I of course love everything about standing. I love being in the kitchen. I want to see the whole mic. I want to see it. Also, you were very symmetrical, which is what would be normally considered right. It just for that reason, this is very small, but maybe off center so that, you know, but so I love everything about standing because the energy is open and moving. So I love everything about standing. I think I wanted to see you, if you're standing, I want to see you being even a little bit back further in that case. So you see a little bit more of the body, but you know, that's a taste thing. I think the point that Pam just made that I want to agree with here for you is this: watch back your own videos, see how they feel. And Dr. Brooke, do it again, right away. If you are anything under than the number 5 out of 10 on it. I do this all the time. And one of the biggest things that we help people is, you know, with the number one tip is practice, practice, practice. Now, for the record, doing the video is also practicing. Even if you keep it going, you're practicing, go, practice, go. You're supposed to go. Right. But as you begin to think in a different way, that really you are selling your business. You're growing this aspect of your business through the use of video, you'll see more and more what we mean. You have a very natural inflection point. You have a natural voice inflection in your personal presentation. And that's important because it doesn't feel robotic or like you're reading script. Now, in the advanced notes with us, one of the things I think you said, and I want to check this with you, Dr. Brooke, is you want to be more succinct in your presentation.
Yes, succinct and be careful of filler words. I also do have one quick question on something you mentioned in just that last little
piece. Yeah, go ahead. Let's do it.
Okay, so yes, those two things I definitely want to work on. The question is, you said if it's less than a 5 out of 10, to kind of scrap it and re-record. My question is, what criteria do you use to kind of grade it, whether it's 5, 7 out of 10, 8, 9,
right.
10?
So good question. Thank you so much for asking. Pam already knows my answer. Dr. Brooke, it's how you feel about it.
Okay.
Honestly, okay. I mean, honestly, there's all kinds of things, but in Susan's world of intuitive business, it's all based on how you feel. If you look at it and say to yourself, I'm in 5.5, I'm good with that, post it. If you look at it and say, that didn't feel right, you know, sometimes we're having a bad hair day. Sometimes our energy is off. Sometimes you might see something if you look at it and be like, oh my gosh, that didn't work out. But I'm in the go forward, the go forward, unless you feel that you want to do it again. We want to help you understand, scrap it and do it again, especially if we move into the next thing that you want to talk about, which is being succinct. I am going to address that. But that's the answer. There's no criteria that any man put on me to tell me if my video was good, Dr. Brooke. So it just goes by how I feel. I go live every single day, 5 p.m. daily live at 5 with Confidence Coach Susan Axelrod. And I don't love them all, but I'm live. So, but I did one time, I had my fan going and it was so loud. I literally had to re-record it on Zoom and post it up on the page that day. I deleted that video. So, but that's really my only criteria. When we're in business for ourselves, we are the chief decision makers, and it all goes about how we feel from a confident level, not from an unconfident place.
Right.
Are you with me on that? Do you get where I'm coming from?
Yes, absolutely. I do get it. Like I can feel into what you're saying. So I remember how I felt when I was recording that. And that was the finished product or project. There was a lot of other, you know, takes and all of that. So, but
yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I bet this took you a lot of takes, but I mean, not that it, you know, not that it seemed like you were trying to get it perfect to me, like you were really trying to get it perfect. And we always say, you don't have to be perfect, but I like what you said though, Susan, about if it doesn't feel right to you, do it again, but don't be too critical of yourself. Maybe have somebody else watch it. But if you really watch it and you're like, oh, you know, I think you can get a feel of it, but you really don't have to be perfect. But I think the more you practice it, you're going to get those without having to do so many takes. I mean, I don't know how many takes that took you to do, but.
We had one person, I can't remember who it was, who said, I spent 2 hours creating a 4-minute video or something like that. And it's fine. Of course it takes
first,
time.
I think people, that's what you do at first, but
exactly. You know, Dr. Brooke, regarding what Pam said, I get it. I know what she's talking about. And if you go back and watch that again, you'll see the energy of, you know, showing up and wanting to get it right. What's wrong with that? That's fantastic. It's perfect in every way. We're growing forward. So we grow from there. And honestly, most other people, you're in the hot seat today. Most other people would be like, that was a perfect video.
It's loving critique.
Exactly.
And I'm very appreciative. And this is what, you know, why I wanted to do this. Cause I know that there's improvements that can be made and you guys are the experts. And so this is really, really great. And I really,
but I just, Sorry, I just wanted to add one other thing too about what Susan said about you have a natural virtual presence. You really do. You have the best smile. I was loving when I was watching your videos and I was seeing you smile and kind of relax your eyes. I mean, Susan says this about like, oh, this is kind of picky or that's kind of picky. You know, so you really do a great job and you've done your homework about YouTube, haven't you? Because they're really good. I
have done some of my homework about YouTube. Yes.
I mean, as far as structuring them and the channel and intros and thumbnails, but so, I mean, I think that's for another conversation. That's a more deeper conversation than what we're doing
today. We can do that
when
we go in the studio, Dr. Brooke, because you're going to get a free session with us in the studio. Let's go to the part about being succinct. What's on your mind about this, Dr. Brooke? What's on your mind about this? We want to make sure we get to this.
Yeah, I honestly, what's on my mind about it is sometimes I feel like I have a thought and I have let's go back to that video. So that whole video was talking about, you know, fat metabolism essentially, and, you know, people getting keto diet is really big. There's a big, huge fad towards it. And people start it and they don't realize that their body's not processing fat correctly. Now that video was maybe 9 minutes, I believe, 7 to 9 minutes. I don't remember exactly the timeline on it. And it probably did take me like 2 hours to like all these different cuts. And there was so many different pieces. And then I'm like, did I say too much in that one section?
Okay, I got it.
That kind of stuff. Yes.
Okay. So here is the answer.
Okay. Yeah.
I love it when I have the answer.
Yay.
It's just going to be doing the 3 points.
Okay.
It's really the 3 points, and it may even be 1 point. Now I go live every single day, live at 5. And when I did a series on selling last week, I made it a 5-part series. And every day I go like really 9 minutes now. It used to be 20 minutes. Now I'm even less, but I broke it down. And so this is the evolution of what you will be providing is so many 1-point things. And this is important because now that you mention it, I do remember all of that. I don't do like diets and all of that, but I know what the keto diet is, but I remember thinking there's a lot in here. And so, yes, I do think it's very important that you hit on something of really, I call this the 3 points. You know, there's 3 points, that's it. Three, that's it. You write them down and that's it. But even for you, maybe it's going to be one, because any one, we're talking about life and death here with you. You know, we're really talking about such important, material that we want people to hear it and receive it and absorb it. And so I'm glad that you're aware of that. And it's like, actually, Pam, I'm going to ask if we can go to the other video now, because Dr. Brooke, I definitely knew this was happening with this other video. Oh, it was a podcast that you shared with us. Okay. Yeah. So Pam, let's go to that. And then we'll come back on the other side.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Body Talks podcast with Dr. Brooke. I'm really, really excited to share with you guys my guest who's sitting to my right. Before I get started though, episode 1, I shared a story, my personal health journey story, about a doctor who I was introduced to, and I showed up to his office with a huge bag of supplementation and saying, hey, this is everything I'm taking. What do I really need to be taking? And it came, if you did hear that episode, it came down to one item in the entire bag of supplements that I was taking that I actually needed. And of that supplement, I wasn't even taking a dose high enough that my body could recognize. So my health journey.
A few things. That was a podcast recording, which was completely different, a different type of video. So this is really fun, Pam. It was a great idea for you that, you know, you're having us look at two different type of videos. And so I just wanted to say, and again, you may not be surprised now, but the frame of that, I didn't love. I didn't love what was going on in the background. Why? Because I actually learned this from Pam, Dr. Brooke. It takes energy to watch videos. It takes my energy to watch videos. And Pam is my virtual producer, and I've learned from Pam that having a sort of quiet background allows you to focus on
what's happening,
right? The message that's being shared, which after all is the only thing reason we're doing this, you know, right. We're sharing our wisdom gleaned and gained. And so from that perspective, I was a little focused, and again, no problem. Now let's get to, and Pam, then I'll go to you. Let's get to point number two, Dr. Brook. I'm so excited about this new podcast you're offering. It's such important stuff. I watched that whole podcast episode. Actually, I watched part of it and then I listened to part of it walking my dog because I was interested. It was a lot of information. It was a lot of information that you both were sharing. And there were long segments where one or the other of you were talking for long segments of time. And that's something that in that type of podcast interview, you do want to be aware of. So this is really where with a guest, I would say to the guest, either here are the three things I want us to speak about, or you tell me, what are your top three points? And if you're doing 30 minutes, you know, you break down in your show notes, or if you're doing 60 minutes, you still only focus on three. You can just go deeper. So what do you think, Dr. Brook, what do you think about the idea of really sticking with the 3 points?
I love that. I love the 3 points. I think, again, it's going to go back to being more succinct. And so it brings that piece in really, really well. I know I'm saying the word really a lot, and that's actually coming to my awareness. I talked to you guys about wanting to watch for filler words. I didn't realize how much that is one of my filler words. It's happening right now. I'm having Epiphany. That realization.
Love it.
Yeah.
Pam, what are your thoughts about that video segment?
Yeah, totally right on about keeping it to the three. Because I think, and I noticed it in your other video too, and I notice a lot of people do this too. Hi, everyone. Like you're not talking to everyone. You're talking to one person. And we always say you're looking in the camera, you're talking to one person. I mean, I know that's a little thing. Hi, everyone. But it's, I think it's a kind of mindset where keep it to one person. And so not only are you, you know, you had somebody you were interviewing on the podcast, but you're also keeping it to one person in your audience, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind. And then, you know, just keep it conversational and keep it concise. We went through this in one of our last shows too, keeping it concise with the 3 points. And I wanted to point out something too, and I agree what you said too about the, sometimes it's a little distracting and it takes focus away and even, you know, little things like that. And I wanted to point out too, the difference. And this is why I'm glad too, that we played the two different videos. If you look at the first one, mm-hmm. compare your facial expressions kind of to the second one. The second one, you're more relaxed, which is what I love personally seeing you. Relax, smiling. Not that you have to smile all the time. You just have such a welcoming smile. Mm-hmm. And it makes me comfortable watching it, and it puts me at ease when I see it. And when I see your eyes relax, I think you were trying really hard in the first one, and I think that this is common too. And this, I've noticed me doing it in videos too. Your eyes are really wide and you're kind of like, not that it was bad. I'm not saying at all it was bad, but I think that comes from you're trying too hard. And in the other one, you're more relaxed, which is what I loved.
So I do have to say there was like a 60-day period between both of those. The one that, what the fat that I posted on YouTube, I posted it way later than it was actually recorded. So I had done more videos in between that window of time that kind of helped take that anxious feeling away, maybe.
Practice. Yeah.
That's exactly it.
It's also why we say watch your own videos back. By the way, again, honestly, Dr. Brook, anybody else looking at that would be like, they are being so hypercritical.
Right.
We're not being hypercritical. We're helping you rise in business.
I love it.
This is really truly about that. Now, I want to talk about that with regard to your business model. I don't, you know, you and I haven't really talked about business, but with regard to the type of video where you're really sharing your expertise in the What the Fat video, that first segment that we looked at, I might want to see your branding connected to these snippet videos. I might want to see, I don't love a banner background, but in this type, I hear myself talking more about this in my business confidence coaching, because it's just helping people connect to your brand. And that is something. Now the kitchen may become your brand if you're talking about diet, but that was only, that's not even your content area. Diet isn't your content area. Actually, that's a whole thing I just thought of. Okay, we'll talk about that in the studio. But whatever it is, this background that you're in right now is beautiful. The office that you were in was okay. It was fine. And in podcast conversation, that's okay. Or in some type of video offering, that's okay. But if you're really going to get into the body whispers, you know, that kind of thing, and you do these very brief 1 minute segments on your YouTube channel so people can understand this idea that you're sharing to help people tune into the body whispers, then I might want to see a very consistent sort of professional background connected to your, you're a chiropractor, right? So to your chiropractic practice or whatever your brand is regarding this, perhaps it's your podcast brand behind you or whatever. Do you understand what I'm talking about there? Different use of background for different types of videos?
Yes, I do understand what you're saying there.
Good. Okay. Pam, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. I mean, I liked the kitchen as a different background, switching it up and depending on what your content is and what your, what video you're making. Yeah. I mean, it could be tweaked a little bit, but I liked the kitchen on that. You could have moved around even too, like during in the video. And I mean, I could almost see you, I don't know about this, but I could almost see you in wearing a white, wearing a coat or a, something in one of your videos, doctor, just to show that professionalism. But I don't know if that's a branding thing or if that's a, you know, if that's, I don't know. But I think that's one of the things that's helpful to do too. And we've done this with people. We've actually had them in the studio and moved their camera and computer around to different spots. And we found for this one, you know, we found a perfect spot. And you could tell in the videos that she made after that, that she, that was like the spot, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So, again, we're helping you rise in business. And so knowing what you're using video for is vital to this conversation. We use video for different kinds of things. There's self-promotion, there's promotion of a product or service, there's information sharing, there's a training perhaps, there's podcast interviewing, there's a, some kind of course presentation, there's webinar workshop. I mean, those are, I just went to eight off the top of my head. And so every time you step up to the camera, you want to know what you're doing. Pam saying the thing about hi, everyone. I'm like, wait a second. What? Hold on a second there. What do I say every day, Pam? I don't even know. Don't I start hi, friends?
Friends. Yeah.
Yeah. So I, but I'm like, wait, hold on. I have to think about that. I just learned myself because I tried even while she was talking to you, I was sitting here saying,
but I think that's different because that's on Facebook.
Yes.
And you are talking to your friends.
Yes, I am.
Facebook, I think. So that's maybe different.
So that just happened again in real time to prove what I just said to you about the different use ways we use video. So Pam knows my Facebook family are my friends. And that's something I've been cultivating for years. So hi, friends. Okay, so that works for me.
But I think when you're for YouTube and things like that, you want people to feel like, she's talking to me, she's speaking to me, and I want it more, you know?
Yes. And also, now that you mentioned it, the videos that I've done for on Zoom for the purpose of sharing inspiration on YouTube, I introduce myself. I don't necessarily say that. So that's an interesting point to consider as well, Brooke. So what now is on your mind? We talked about being more succinct regarding the use of filler words. That is practice, 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 Dr. Brooke.
Yeah.
That is something some people never get over, like really, I say really a lot too. I say literally, that's one of mine. Some people never get over that, and that's okay. But you, the more you are clear, especially with the 3 points, you're getting right to it. And the more you're clear that in order for people to watch my video, that I need to get to what I'm saying sooner, and you have speaking short. I teach confidence speaking, so we get shorter sentences, voice inflection down, speaking up from the diaphragm. We're in personal presentation power. We're squared out here, which you have a beautiful stance, and all of that, that will come. That's really just about practice. So,
I do a lot of editing for, I just wanted to throw that about filler words. I do a lot of editing for some clients, and I edit a lot. What I've been seeing a lot lately is right. People use the word right constantly, and I'm cutting it out because it's too much. I mean, here and there, it's natural and it's normal, but every other sentence, they're like, da 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 da, right, da da da, right, right, right. And I'm cutting them all out, so you don't really realize it until you're watching it back, I guess, sometimes.
Ooh. Well, the other one that I, as Pam, as you were just saying that, I tend to end my statements or sentences with, you know what I mean? And it's
that's
like,
what I do
too. Don't know what
same
I mean.
Thing.
This is exactly what I'm trying to teach. Like, what do you mean? You know what I mean? You have a fat metabolism problem, right? You know what I mean? Like,
Susan is always correcting me on that. She's like, no, what do you mean? So stick with her and she'll mix that. And I'm still trying. And I always say, I'm on this journey.
Right.
With everybody else. Unlike
we all
Susan,
are.
But
just to be clear, in a coaching capacity as a coach, I use the question as part of a tool.
Okay.
But in video presentation, I'm not asking, do you know what I mean? Because I'm telling.
Mm-hmm.
So again,
that's confidence, right?
It's confidence. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And as you rise in your enthusiasm, right? You're gonna, do you know what I mean? You'll release that.
Yeah, I think eventually you get to the point where this is me. I wanna share this with you and get it out. And
yeah, definitely. I've had so much experience over the years of getting more confident in video and telling myself that, you know, in order to become the person that I want to become and be the, like, you know, voice in the field of like sharing this stuff with the world, is I need to show up. I need to show up more. I can't hide behind the computer screen just by words or typing posts or just pictures. I need to be vocal on video. And so you guys made some really nice compliments in the beginning, but that's been, you know, I think my first Facebook Live ever was in 2016, and it is horrible, horrible. But, you know, I've pushed myself throughout the years to get to the point that I am. And I know that there's a lot more improvement that can be made. And I really appreciate the time.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
We put a period after get to myself where I am. That's it. I've worked hard to get myself here. And we celebrate that with you. Being a thought leader is not about arrogance. Being a thought leader is about hard work, showing up, stepping up, rising higher and even higher, because all you must do is share your wisdom that you have gleaned and gained in your lifetime.
Yes.
You're in awareness of it. You're in experience of it. You're in intuition about it. Otherwise, we would not be having this conversation with you now.
Right,
so we always have, we rise till we die. Someday we die. And that's all. Of course, there's always getting better.
That's a new one, Susan. A new quote I haven't heard before.
I gotta write that down.
I say this in
my coaching all the time. There's just moving forward and then you die. That's it. When you're in your intuition space, that's all there is. You can't not do it. And so that's where you are. I've worked for 5 years, you said. Mm-hmm. I've worked for 5 years to get here. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of myself for where I am. And I was glad to get the acknowledgement in the beginning of this video from these experts to say, you're above the fold, right? You're above the fold. That's called above the fold in media, you know, in public relations when you get there. You're above the fold. And we're just rising higher from there. So good for you. Embrace your thought leadership. This isn't about you being better than anyone else, but it's about you stepping up to the divine responsibility that you've been given to share what you know. And you're doing it. So we thank you so much. Why don't you let us know, how can people find you?
Thank you. People can find me at drbrookshehan.com, and that's D-R-B-R-O-O-K. There's no E at the end of my name. Sheehan is spelled S-H-E-E-H-A-N, and that's drbrookshehan.com. All my social media channels are there. A link to my YouTube channel, ways to work with me, all can be found at drbrookshehan.com.
Great. Well, we will definitely be posting that on comments on our own YouTube channels with this. And honestly, I can't say enough to people that listening to your podcast is going to be life-changing. So we'll look forward to our time in the studio with you, and keep up the life-saving work, Dr. Brooke. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Dr. Brooke. We'll see you in the studio.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Webcam Confidence for Women with Susan Axelrod and Pam Sullivan. Be sure to tune in every first and third Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. And before you leave, be sure to download your free Journey to Webcam Confidence workbook at bit.ly/journeytowebcamconfidence. And if you're interested in practicing your own virtual presentation so you can grow your business using video, be sure to check out the Virtual Presenter Studio at volutionvirtual.com/studio. If you need a boost from a confidence coach, Susan Axelrod is the coach for you, offering women the scaffolding to create their own freedom in business and in life. Find her at whatwillyourlegacybe.com. See you next time.